So patient A sees Dr. Z for because they're not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Dr. Z determines that the patient needs to be tested, and so may send them to the lab for blood tests, as well as to the X-ray department for an X-ray. Because these are basic assessment tests based on our benefits package, mm-hmm. they do not require pre-authorization. So requests for ultrasound, chest X-ray, X-rays, blood tests does not come to NHI for authorization. Automatically, that's covered. Patient may take the results back to the doctor, and the doctor may decide something looks suspicious. I may require advanced testing. Mm-hmm. This is where a NHI pre-authorization request form, form BA002, is submitted to NHI. Form BA001 is submitted to NHI mm-hmm. for pre-authorization requests. It comes to the clinical team, and the team is headed by manager Mrs. Norma Benjamin, who works in collaboration with our medical director, Dr. Harlan Vanderpool. There are two intake officers, Ms. Stephanie McTavius and Ms. Anna Richards. They enter the data into mm-hmm. our database for that episode. So patients' A information is inputted into our electronic database, their name, the date, and for how long the service is going to be covered for, whether it be a month or 2 months or 3 months. And my role as clinical supervisor is to review and mm-hmm. assess each referral case by case individually and determine if it needs to be reviewed by senior management, if it's a bit more complex, or it's based, for me, my role is based on three things. Mm-hmm. The first one is eligibility. I am responsible for ensuring that the person is eligible for NHI coverage. Some persons may not have registered. Some patients may have registered but are not up to date with their monthly payments, and mm-hmm. so we have to make sure that the patient is eligible for services. The system is so awesome that it's designed in a way that if they see the doctor or they go to a health facility and something is off mm-hmm. with their eligibility, there'll be a flag. The facility will not know what it is, but that flag will allow them to contact NHI to query. The situation might be able to be resolved mm-hmm. in our office at that time, or we may ask the patient to come in and let us see what needs to be done. After the information, besides eligibility, I also authorize or deny referrals based on accumulators. And accumulators is a big word, but it basically means how much money you have used for a specific service.
Okay.
So, for example, diagnostic testing like MRIs and CT scans, all persons in the territory who are covered by NHI have a maximum of $1,500 assigned per year. Dental services, $1,500. So if you are referred for an MRI and you have an MRI done, the amount of money that was paid for that would definitely max up to $1,005. And so you will no longer be able to have another MRI for the year. If the doctor needs a second one, that would have to be paid for by the patient out of pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, same for dental services. And every procedure has a cap. It has a maximum amount assigned to be paid for by NHI. And the third thing that I look at when looking at a referral is medical necessity. Does the patient have to have this test? Mm-hmm. Is the request for a surgery based on clinical guidelines? NHI utilizes management care guidelines, MCG guidelines, mm-hmm. and these are international standards which guide what we do. So when we approve a procedure or surgery or a test to be done or deny it, it is not based on our individual
discretion.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's based on clinical guidelines. And it's very important for doctors to ensure that they give us enough information to ensure that the patient's referrals can be dealt with accordingly.